WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're at Nick's Grandstand Grill, and I'm about to eat my face off. It is a Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I've got my, I got a Window Nation hat. Visor, might need that for the rain because it's a little rainy here today. Also, our friends at Goodwill Industries. I have my little Goodwill truck. I'll bring that out a little later on. Returning champion, Tommy is here from Nick's Grandstand Grill, and he's bringing food and cheer. I'm surprised that you're not, like, worn out from the Preakness, man. This place was mobbed during the Preakness, huh?
I am worn out.
All right. You were not worn out enough to not bring me some fried shrimp. So I am very, very appreciative because I love fried shrimp on the Crab Cake Tour.
I'm not that worn out.
People thought I were going to get – you said to me last year, aren't you going to get tired eating crab cakes every day? And now, like, I eat crab cakes some days on days when I don't even eat them on the air.
Okay.
Now, we were Black Swan. I want everybody to check that out with Jamil McClain. My new friend, Keeler Kyle from the Oven Bird Bakery, joined us. Today, Tommy's going to be here. We're going to have some fun. We're here at Nick's Grandstand Grill. It's an OTB. For those of you who don't know what an OTB is, that means off-track betting. I like to make up something else what OTB would mean. What else could OTB mean?
Let us think about it. I'm sure we can come up with something good.
Smart Alec, this guy. I've been knowing him a long time. 30 years. We were together down at Cross Street. Give the story of your place, because Chloe is my summer intern. She did not know about Nick's Grandstand Grill. I told somebody else. I said, I'm at Nick's Grandstand. Where's that? I'm like, it's at the racetrack. Mrs. Maryland was going to come over today. Daniela, sorry, we'll get you next week. She had a little sitting issue in her work and whatnot. So Mrs. Maryland's an old friend of mine. Saw her the other night, I said, Nick's Grandstand Grill. She's like, where is that? I said, Timonium at the track. She said, what track? She's only like 30-something.
Okay.
She doesn't know.
All right.
And I said, the big track, you know, in Timonium. Timonium Road, Pedonia, York Road. You see it, you honk the horn. Big Toyota sign. Horses. So tell everybody, not everybody knows this is here. You need to tell more. I'm here to tell more people.
I got
to
tell you, I didn't know it was here.
You don't mind if I eat your shrimp, do you?
I borrow them for you. They're yours. Anyway, then listen.
I'll get a beer. I really will.
What happened was, after we sold Nick's Fish House and Nick's Inner Harbor Seafood and Cross Street.
What year?
Nick's Inner Harbor Seafood was sold in 08, and Nick's Fish House was sold in 2018. And so I took a job at the wholesale seafood market, enjoying it, a lot of fun.
We talked about that last time. I mean, seafood's
right.
Your life.
That's my life.
It's your family's
it's
life.
It's a lot of fun, and I love it. You know, love the seasons. You know, it's always changing. It's great. So anyway, a friend of mine who used to work for us, Steve Young, sends me a text out of the blue. Haven't seen him in years. And he said, hey, Tommy, the Maryland State Fair is looking for somebody to take over the restaurant in the grandstand.
It's an opportunity.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? What restaurant? So anyway, he sends me, I asked for a contact. He gave me a person's email. I sent him my resume, and I got a response immediately and said, hey, we want to meet you. And I said, well, I'm interested in seeing what this place is. So I came out, met with Mr. Andy Cashman, who's the general manager of the Maryland State Fair, and Dave Gordon, his assistant. And as soon as I came into the room, I said, I like it. I'm interested. I think we've got some possibilities.
What did you find here? I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, you've got bunting and Maryland flags. And
well, I put all that in. Okay, that wasn't here. It was pretty much nothing on the walls. Nothing was here. I built the big bar in the middle with the raw bar. But it was a big room, and I just saw something.
Blank canvas.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Exactly correct.
All right.
So I said, I'm interested. You know, we started to meet, and guess what? It all came together real well.
Well, the betting part of this and the track part of this, I mean, first off, we're here on a Friday afternoon, full disclosure. It's a holiday weekend, and I thought about where I wanted to do the Crab Cake Tour today, and I thought, you know, it's a Friday afternoon getaway. I want to keep it easy near where I live, you know, easy for me. My wife's 50th birthday is Tuesday.
All right.
So my wife turns 50 on the 31st, and it's always Memorial Day weekend. Her sister's flying in, and they're going nuts. They're going to Brew at the Zoo, which we promoted last week down at the Land of Kush.
Cool.
And so they're doing a weekend. I thought, I want to be with some friends. Chris Pike is coming over. He's going to be here. Leonard Raskin's going to be here a little later on today as well. And Greg Kessler, whose father I love dearly, Larry, was tragically killed about 2 months ago. I don't know how I'm going to make it through this segment, but I'm going to, because Greg's going to help me. If Greg can make it, I can. He lost his father, right? So Greg's going to be here today. Good buddy of mine. My buddy Adam's here. We're talking some Kentucky Derby. I may drag him over here in an hour. He looks like he's wet. You know what I mean? So on a Friday, I figured I'd come in here and there'd be people. I didn't know that I'd run into first guy in the door. I'd say hello. You got 150, 200 people here on a Friday afternoon. Betting the races, eating fried shrimp, delicious, and you got crabs for $1.25 down to $1 a dozen, and
they're beautiful.
How many tracks are running right now? I'm looking up here: Belterra, Churchill Downs, Gulfstream Park, literally just one up Hawthorne. I mean, you can Belmont. Oh, it's Pimlico.
There we go.
I got thrown out of Pimlico's press box last week, so
no.
I'm here to promote the betting, but
good.
You know,
yeah.
You know, I love the races. You know
yes.
that.
Yes.
Should have worn my hat. So you come in here 3.5 years ago?
3 years, 2019, right before the fair. And we whipped it together real fast. And, you know, we had the fair was going on. Look, you walk out the door, there's the race. There was 7 days of live horse racing. I never had so much fun in my life. I said, I'm doing this. I am doing this. This is going to be great. And it has been great.
How many days a week do you open? Every day?
Every day.
Racing runs?
Every day.
Every day. So this is really, I mean, I've only been here a handful of times, and it's usually for the show, for an event. I'm at Bull Roast that...
Rocking at the Races, you were here?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I would think on a Tuesday, you'd be like, oh, you know, poor Tommy, who's going out there? People love the races. I mean, and you told me that a lot of folks... On Preakness Day, this is easier to get to. It's just easier.
It's easy, and it's affordable. So there's a whole lot of, as you were saying, as far as going to the Preakness itself.
Right.
Yeah, I had groups of people in here that were saying, man, we usually go to the Preakness, we usually go out to Pimlico, but it's just too much going on.
Right.
Well, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about that. I love it, but you know, when people say they can come here,
they're the other place.
The other place, you know, you got the excitement, the electricity going on, you got the food, you know, it's not going to, you know, take you broke and have a great time. Everybody's hooping and hollering just like if you were there. So guess what? This is it. Here's where you
come. I've been telling my wife for weeks I want fried shrimp.
Yeah.
Then I was over Costas last week. I got crabs.
Oh, of course.
I've gone a couple places and thought, today's the day. Today's the day.
Fried shrimp.
I love fried shrimp. It reminds me of New Orleans. I always get fried shrimp in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I go to an oyster house and do that up. So oysters this year, I heard they're a little more plentiful. Oh, my God. See, you ask for oysters, you happen to have a dozen of them here. What are these?
I have chickatigs and raspberry points. Chickatigs, of course, you know where they're from. The raspberry points.
Does it make me less a man to use cocktail sauce?
Whatever you want to do.
I'm just making sure, man.
Raspberry points, they're from the Prince Edward Island, and I think they're absolutely delicious.
Man. So I have a Prince Edward Island story for you, right?
Okay.
Let me put those over there.
Okay.
I'll eat them. Oh, my God, that's salty and delicious.
Huh?
Crab cake tour is over. We're doing the oyster tour. We're doing a shrimp tour. So my wife and I, this was on the weekend when Scunny died. So Nachos, shout out to Jackie and everybody over there. They're one of my sponsors. We do the Crab Cake Tour there.
Good.
That weekend, and it's related to Billy Cundiff. So Billy Cundiff missed that kick. And when he missed the kick, cost me a lot of money.
Ooh.
Not betting, but like, you know, it was a Super Bowl. I had 500 hotel rooms in Indiana. We had 14 buses. It would have been a nice year for Nestor and Nestor's wife.
Yes.
Instead of going to see Springsteen in Europe that summer, we decided to, because I was poor and broke, and, you know, like, it is what it is. It was before my wife had cancer. And I said, we're going to go see Springsteen in Moncton, New Brunswick. Do you know where that is?
No.
You go to Nova Scotia and you back up about 10 miles.
Okay.
It's like Nova, it's all the way up.
Gotcha.
Right? All
okay.
the way up there.
All right.
I had never been up there. I wanted to go. We're going to go see Pearl Jam in Quebec City. and Ottawa because I've never been. I'm trying to do things I've never done.
Yeah,
like
man.
Have fried shrimp at Nick's Grandstand Grill in Timonium.
Thank you.
So that weekend, we go up there, and Prince Edward Island is accessible. You know, it's an hour away, and you can go.
Cool bridge.
You're going to I'm glad you said that. Tell me about the bridge to Prince Edward Island. What do you know about that? Because this is the biggest crux of the story.
It's the biggest bridge in the world.
It's the biggest bridge in the world. Okay. So, Chloe, you'll like this one.
Hey, Chloe.
That's Chloe. So we take the day, and we drive to Prince Edward Island. Now, Doug McClain, the former Skipjacks coach who coached the Florida Panthers and the Columbus Blue Jackets, buddy of mine, is from Prince Edward Island. A couple of players I knew, a guy named Kent Painter, a guy that named Tyler Larder. If anybody's a Skipjack fan, you'd know these names. They were from PEI.
Oh, yeah.
So this is in the late 80s, PEI. They would say to me, the only way you get to my village is to take a boat, eh? Eh? And I'd say, okay, so, you know, I'll get to your village, eh? So this is in the 1988-89, Chloe's age, right?
Yeah.
So we finally get to Prince Edward Island. It's 2012, whenever it is, and it really was that tragic week. I'll never forget. It was Memorial Day weekend, and we lost Scunny. And so we drive up to Prince Edward Island, and we're gonna go across the bridge. How much to cross the bridge to Prince Edward Island? How much? Make a number. How much?
$50. I don't know.
$50. So
I don't know. I wrote it.
Would you pay $50 to cross the bridge?
Probably not.
Good answer for my intern. Okay. It's like the match game. So we get up there. It was like $43.20. It was a significant amount. It might have been $32 at the time. It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we went up there, and they had this. It looks like Nick's. It was a beautiful, like, lighthouse that's built like a visitor center. And we went into the visitor center, and we parked the car and had to pee. And we were literally debating, like, are we just going to go into Provincetown and get lunch? Are we going to pay $50 just to get lunch, right? So we go in, and there's a dark room. We see all the stuff about this, the world's most incredible modern bridge and how it was funded. It was funded privately as the richest person on the island gave all the money to build the bridge and did an endowment that this money would pay back. Keeping in mind that every piece of, well, marijuana wasn't legal then, but they were shipping plenty of it out of PEI. But anything that came across a boat had to be on a boat. Every person, every car, the ferry, it's an island in 1992 that is inaccessible, except by boat, okay, or helicopter, whatever. So if you're there and you want to go anywhere else in Canada, you either have to get on a boat or fly off of this little island near the North Pole. Literally, look it up, okay? Prince Edward Island, that's where this comes from. So we get there, we watch this incredible film. They lost, people died making this bridge. It was the most ambitious project in the history of, like, North America. You said the bridge.
The bridge.
So we watch this film, we do this thing. The only other way to do it, and I think the ferry was like $25. The ferry was really expensive, right? So they've now made it like a wash. And Jen said, if the ferry were $25, you take it, right? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not paying to drive across the bridge. You know, that seems crazy. We didn't do it. So we turned around. We went to Shediac and some other, the Northumberland Strait. Is the warmest body of water in the northern hemisphere. It's literally like a hot tub, geothermal, right?
Cool.
And also, in that part of the world, they have a place called Hopewell Rocks. Hopewell Rocks is where the tide on the planet begins and ends. So it is the highest and lowest tide every single day on the planet. So we were seeing other things. I cheapskated out. I told McClain I didn't go. He's pissed at me. He's like, we built a bridge. We built the most ambitious bridge in the world, eh? And you didn't take it. So now I got to go back.
You got to.
But the closest I can get to Prince Edward Island.
Raspberry Points.
Google that right now. How much does it cost to cross the Prince Edward Island Bridge? And my money guy's here, Raskin. He's making sure that I have enough money that when I go back, I pay the damn toll. You know what I mean?
Well, no, hold on. You said $43.50 in what year?
I think it was like $36, $38. It was 2012. How much is it, Chloe? Canadian.
$50.
50 Canadian?
Yes.
50 Canadian's only like $38 now. Yeah, it is $38. Yeah. That's $38.
You got to do it.
If it was a boat, I would have done it, which is the dumbest thing. Is that the dumbest thing I've ever said? Other than Lamar should be at OTAs today, which apparently no one listens, but everybody hears.
Yep.
So, Tommy Chigoros is my dude. We're out here. We're having fried shrimp. So keep going with your story about this incredible place.
Yeah, so
you move in. And
move in.
You look so happy. It looks like this has been a good decision for you in your life.
It's been a good decision. It's been so much fun. I certainly didn't want to, stop working. Retirement, I'm not doing that. This environment is my life. Of course, I've been in the city in the Cross Street Market for 35 years. We had the fish house for 10 years. They weren't for sale. Somebody came along and wanted to buy them, so whatever. But I didn't want to stop, and I didn't know where, and I wasn't looking. I really wasn't looking. So
these shrimp needed to be eaten by me today in Timonium.
You better do it.
Yeah. I am totally doing it.
Good. So, as soon as this thing, we got in here, and I'm like, what is this all about? I've never been around the horses. I've never done this.
You
horse.
Were down at Cross Street.
I was a city guy.
Right. Okay.
And it was just way too much fun, and the people are having a blast, and I'm going, okay, we're gonna do this.
What's the most you've seen somebody win in here? Have you seen somebody come out with a $10,000 ticket or like?
Yeah, I've seen. Oh, okay. I've seen some big tickets. Yes, I have. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're giving $10,000 away at the Betty Boop scratch offs. We got that out here. We're at Nick's Grandstand Grill. You should talk more with my mouth's full.
Okay.
Chloe, tell the guests to talk with my mouth's full.
Okay. So anyway,
I'm eating. Yeah.
We're horse racing. They've got the fair going on. There's always activity out here in the Cow Palace.
Free parking.
Free parking.
Free covered parking too.
And a whole lot of it. But down in the Cow Palace, it's like you have the RV show, the home and garden show, the antique gun show. You have,
We almost came out for home and garden a couple weeks ago, so we're trying to do our patio.
The motorcycle show. The car show is fabulous. All these shows. We also have the concession down there. And this, if you haven't been to the Cow Palace, it's huge. It's cool. And the shows are fabulous.
Now, where are these from?
You have Chincoteague's and Raspberry Points are from Prince Edward Island.
If I eat these Chincoteague's, I won't get mosquito bites, will I?
No.
If you go to Chincoteague, you know how that is.
So, there's all of the time. The dog show, fantastic. And then we have private parties here. A lot of groups and organizations will take the place over, have a big dinner. We'll serve up to 80, 90 people.
What time the races knock it off? West Coast probably not till 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Coming here to Bet Santa Anita 6:30 tonight, no problem.
No problem. No problem at all.
All right. Well, I'm always impressed. I mean, every time I come, the food's great.
Well, thank you. Vibe's great.
I know you got family. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, man. That's a good time.
All right, man. Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming back.
Thanks for the shrimpies.
You're welcome. And look forward to seeing you soon.
Well, I appreciate our friends at the Lottery and Goodwill and Window Nation sending us out to do the Crab Cake Tour. We were at Black Swan earlier in the week. Jameel McLean had an unbelievable conversation with a man named Keeler Kyle, who owns Oven Bird Bakery. It's my favorite bakery in the city. I had a scone this morning, first scone I've had. I'm getting fat. Crab Cake Tour.
No, you're not. You're fine.
No, I had Justin Drummond on from Planet Fitness. And he told me if I were between 15 and 19, I could work out for free. But then he told me it's just $10 a month for a guy my age. So Planet Fitness has got that going as well. It is summertime. Memorial Day weekend. I can't think of any better place to be than out here at the OTB at Nick's Grandstand Grill. Fried shrimp, raw oysters, steamed crabs, live racing. I'm thirsty. Thirsty. Yeah.
What you want? Ice cold beer?
That sounds good. What kind?
You name it. I'm sure we have it.
Cold.
Okay. Mandy.
Cold beer at a reasonable price. That's all a man can ask for. I am Nestor. We are WNST. We're back for more. Letter Raskin's here. Chris Pike is coming by. We have a lot of friends. I have friends sitting in here.
Mandy's going to get you a beer.
Mandy's getting me a beer. Back for more right after this.